Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where you take care of business every day of the week with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how to deal with competition. Many of us, when we're in business, we worry about our competition. Let's deal with this head on. So let's get down to business. All right, competition. How do we deal with this whole thing? Now, many of us, as soon as we get into our business, we realize, wow, we got a lot of competitors out there. How do we deal with them? Do we, face them as enemies? Do we make them friends? Let's talk about exactly what to do with competition. So, let me ask you a question. How much attention are you actually paying your competitors and what they're doing? The more time and energy you spend following your competition, the less time and energy you'll have to actually build your business. Let's think of a really successful company like Apple. There's no other company in the technology world that focuses less on keeping up with other companies. They're not really concerned about it. Instead, they focus on building something completely new and remarkable. Then they work on perfecting it as much as possible. Let's look at some of the products that Apple actually creates, like the iPhone or the iPad. Everybody else is trying to copy their remarkability, right? They're, all these little new phones are coming out, Samsung and this and that and the other, trying to copy the iPhone because they realize this is something remarkable and they try to copy it. Apple's not concerned about being like everybody else because they are really concerned about their own product and being something that nobody is like and therefore they sell. A great book that I'll be talking about in the must reads is The Purple Cow, and it talks about being remarkable, but more about that later. Now, I know in some industries, competition is really fierce, and I'm not going to take this lightly. I know that you have competition and not everybody can be like Apple. So what do you do when you actually have to deal with competition and be aware of it? Well, my advice is not to really spend too much time on what they're doing and what's happening. Be aware of what they're doing and what they're coming out with and all that stuff. But also, I would make a concerned effort to try to befriend your competition. Make sure that you guys are on the same page. You may be able to serve each other in some way. Remember, you guys serve the same audience. Maybe you can help their audience and they can help yours in a different way. Maybe in different offers or offerings, products, services, that you don't specialize in. So if you're a new company that has just established itself in the market, I would reach out to your quote unquote competitors and just welcome them. Say, hey, my name is Omar, and I am somebody who's serving the same audience as you. And I just wanted to say, hey, what's up? And I love your work. And here's my website if you're interested in what I'm doing. It doesn't matter if they reply or not, but the point is that you're reaching out to them and letting them know that, listen, I don't see you as a threat, I see you as a friend, and if there's any way I can serve your audience, you can serve mine, let's go ahead and do it. If not, no problem. And it just shows them that, hey, you are confident that you can provide for your audience and you're not gonna try to tear them down or try to do something that's quote unquote evil to beat out their competition. You can do that on your own merit. Another aspect of competition that a lot of people struggle with is when it comes to price. A lot of people feel like they need to compete on price with their competitors. They feel like, well, if they price their products at this price or their services, I need to do the same. You are an individual company and an individual brand. You can price your products the way you want to. You can increase your prices. You can, charge more if you're going to offer more value. You don't need to always stick to the same place. Some people are willing to pay more. Some people are actually looking to pay more. Some people don't want to look for the cheapest place in the game because they equate cheap to bad quality. Now, I know this is not a blanket policy for every single product on the market. There is something called Walmart that really just competes on price and rock bottom prices, but Walmart's selling commodities, very low cost commodities. It's different from you selling maybe a specialized product like a training program or even an article of clothing that is unique. So you need, these are some of the industries I worked for in before, and I didn't have a problem with price. I didn't ever look at my competitors. I was able to price my products the way I would like to because I knew that I can back up the price with the value that I offer. Just remember, you're not in a zero-sum market. When you're looking at your competition, there's plenty of business to go around. You're gonna get yours, they're gonna get theirs. Focus on your own business and brand, and you should be just fine. All right, guys, just to sum up, when you're looking at competition, don't spend too much time and energy on what they're doing and spend more time and energy on what you're doing to build a unique business. We gave the example of Apple. Don't worry too much about price. You can actually increase your value and charge as much as you'd like. And there's plenty of business to go around, so don't worry about that. Try to reach out to your competition, let them know that you're there and you're doing the same thing, and maybe you guys can work together and you can, you know, you guys share the same audience. So maybe you can help their audience and they can help yours. Thanks guys for listening to the $100 MBA show. You can support the show by leaving us an iTunes rating and review. All our listeners that leave a rating and review enter our weekly draw to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA, our training and community. Every week, somebody gets a free ride. So please give us your rating and review and you may just win. If you don't know how to submit an iTunes rating and review, just visit 100mba.net/show for clear instructions. To learn more about what Nicole and I do at the $100 MBA, you can visit 100mba.net for details. We have some fun videos there explaining exactly what it is all about. All right, guys, until next time, I just want to leave you by just saying that one thing that I learned in the 13 plus years I've been an entrepreneur is that learning about business is not binary. It's not like I've learned it and now I'm done. I'm always learning, I'm always growing, I'm always kind of implementing new things. Even things I've heard before in the past, they have a new meaning when I grow as a person and I grow as a business person. I understand them better and more fully. So by you listening to these lessons every day, you're growing, you're building, and it's great because you're realizing that, hey, it's not something that I just stop learning. You're going to keep on learning throughout your whole life as a business person, as an entrepreneur. And that's a good thing because you're going to be always improving and always thinking of new ways to offer more value to your audience. All right, guys, I can't wait to see you in the next session. Take care.